This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So if you're the person responsible for securing the budget for organic growth, you definitely know the annual struggle.
Oh, that meeting.
You walk into that year-end planning meeting, the one where everyone is already scrutinizing every single dollar, and your SEO line item just crilled. It looks like the least certain thing on the entire ledger.
It's just a big question mark.
It gets framed as this big, risky, you know, long-term play based on old reports that felt more like a summary of activity than a real forecast of profit.
Right.
I think we've all been there. You proudly share a beautiful graph showing traffic growth, and you're met with that icy stare asking, but what does that actually mean for Q3 revenue?
The million-dollar question.
Okay, so let's unpack this. The solution isn't just promising better results next year. It requires a fundamental shift from vague hope to disciplined, numbers-driven SEO budget forecasting.
That's the entire game changer right there. We are transforming SEO from a cost center into a predictable, measurable engine.
Predictable engine. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And SEO budget forecasting, it isn't just some fancy spreadsheet. It's a methodical process.
Yeah.
It uses your current performance data, what's converting, what's not, and it combines that with, a ruthless analytical look at your competitors, and then links that directly to the strategic investment required.
So the model tells you exactly what you need.
Exactly. It dictates the budget needed to hit specific revenue-generating targets over the next 12 months. The crucial transformation is that this turns a speculative expense into a highly predictable, measurable retainer revenue builder.
Retainer revenue builder. That's the phrase we need to lock onto. So our mission today is to give you the blueprint. Mm-hmm. We're going to break down the three core pillars that let you move from guesswork to investing in organic growth with total confidence. We want you walking into that planning meeting armed with data the CFO just can't ignore. Let's start with the root cause of the whole problem. The core skepticism that, you know, still hangs over SEO spending.
It's still there.
Why do we still struggle? Well, because historically, SEO reports have fixated on vanity metrics. We talk about overall traffic, number of keywords ranking, things that feel good to us.
Right. They feel good to the marketing team, but they don't move the needle for leadership. And that failure to speak the language of finance is exactly why budgets get cut.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO, the CFO, they don't really care if you have 500,000 visitors. They want to know one thing. How many of those are qualified inbound leads?
And what's the predictable revenue from that?
Exactly, predictable revenue. Forecasting demands we stop talking about traffic and start focusing on conversion probability and, you know, the actual deal value.
But the challenge there is that SEO is, by its nature, a long-term play. Mm-hmm. So if you ask for a big budget, they want to know why they can't just put that on PPC and get results tomorrow.
That's the classic question, isn't it? And forecasting answers it with three concrete benefits. First, it quantifies risk. Instead of saying we need 10,000 a month, you link a specific goal-like moving keyword X from position 8 to position 3 directly to a projected conversion volume. The risk is then defined as a clear cost to acquire.
Got it.
Second, it justifies long-term spend. You're right, organic growth needs continuity. The forecast is the proof. Mm. It shows that if you cut the budget, the entire 12-month revenue projection just collapses.
So it's the key to justifying that annual contract upsell.
It's the primary tool. It proves the revenue curve demands that sustained effort.
I like that framing. So instead of asking for a budget, you're presenting the required investment to meet a specific revenue target. You're flipping the whole conversation.
Precisely. And the third benefit is that it drives efficiency. The process itself forces you to be accountable. It makes you review and stick to the strategic 70-30 SEO budget split.
And that split ensures you're not just chasing new business, but also protecting what you already have.
Exactly. It's non-negotiable for real efficiency.
Excellent. Okay, let's get into the mechanics, the actual playbook. Pillar one. Grounding the budget in competitive reality. This is where it gets really interesting. We're modeling the cost of displacing competitors.
This is what we call competitive opportunity modeling. and it's surgical. We start by selecting, say, 5 to 10 high-value keywords, and these must be keywords with intense commercial intent.
Define that for us. We hear the term three-call close a lot in B2B.
Yeah.
How do these keywords relate to that?
Great question. So the three-call close is basically discovery, solution, and contract. The keywords we target have to map to that middle and last phase.
So not informational stuff.
No. A low-intent keyword is, what is AI software? A high-intent one is best custom CRM for mid-size healthcare providers. The person searching that is ready to evaluate, ready to buy. That's commercial intent.
Okay, makes sense.
So once you've locked in those keywords, you use sophisticated tools to estimate traffic, click-through rates, and crucially, you do a forensic audit of the pages that are currently ranking.
A forensic audit? So you mean domain authority, content quality?
Yeah, all of it. Content length, link profile strength, everything.
So we know where we are, who the competitor is, what the prize is. How do we then assign a dollar value to making a move?
That's the modeling step. Mm-hmm. Let's say we're at position 15 and our target is position 3 within 12 months. The forecast calculates the specific cost to bridge that gap. This is not a guess.
It's derived from the data.
Right. If the competitor at position 3 has 50 high authority backlinks and we have 5, the model says we need 45 more. You then assign a budget line item for that link acquisition.
Okay, and same for content.
Same for content. If their page is a 5,000-word monster and ours is 1,500 words, the model dictates the budget needed to expand and improve our content to surpass theirs.
So the cost of moving up is a literal price tag. It's a very tactical quantification. But knowing the cost is only half the battle, right?
Yeah.
That just tells us what we need to spend. We still have to know what that ranking is actually worth.
Exactly. Which brings us to pillar 2, conversion and revenue mapping. This is where we translate that traffic into an undeniable dollar value.
This is the bridge.
It's the critical step, and it requires being really honest with your own data. You have to use your current analytics to establish a reliable, proven conversion rate for organic traffic, specifically on high-intent pages.
Like your service pages.
Your service pages, your solution pages. You have to know, if 100 people land here, how many become a real lead? You might find your rate is 1.2% on one page, but 3.0% on a case study. Use the most conservative, reliable number you have.
Okay, so you get that reliable rate.
Then the formula is crystal clear. This is the aha moment for leadership. It's projected organic revenue, estimated target traffic x conversion rate, x average deal value.
Let's walk through a real example with that formula. Say pillar 1 modeling tells us that moving keyword X to position 3 gets us about 10,000 targeted clicks a month.
Perfect. So 10,000 clicks a month times 12 is 120,000 visits for the year. Now let's plug in the other variable. Let's say our conversion rate is a conservative 1.5%.
Okay.
120,000 visits times 1.5% gives us 1,800 projected qualified leads just from that one keyword move.
1,800 leads. Okay, that's great, but it's still not revenue. We need that final variable.
That's right. Let's assume your average deal value, your ADV for the service is $5,000. So 1,800 leads times a $5,000 ADV equals?
$9 million.
$9 million. That is your projected organic revenue. So you're not saying I need $100,000 for content. You're saying I require a $100,000 investment to unlock $9 million in projected revenue.
That completely reframes the entire discussion. It shifts it from cost to efficiency. You're showing a 90x ROI.
Right.
But let me challenge you on the math a little. What if the average deal value is all over the place? If we have different contract sizes, how do you stabilize that ADV variable?
That's a really sophisticated and necessary point. You have to segment your forecast. You don't use a blanket ADV. You use the ADV for that specific product or service.
So an enterprise ADV for enterprise keywords.
An enterprise ADV for enterprise, an SMB ADV for SMBs. This segmentation shows the finance team you understand the business. It adds a ton of credibility to the projection. The point is, SEO and sales have to be perfectly aligned on what a deal is worth.
Okay, so we've established the cost of displacement with pillar 1 and the projected revenue of success with pillar 2. That's our acquisition engine. Now we need to get to efficiency and retention.
Right, pillar 3, strategic content allocation.
This is where we formalize that 70-30 SEO budget split framework.
Yep. The 70-30 split is basically strategic protection. The majority, 70% of the budget, is for growth. That's the money that funds all high authority content, the link building, everything needed to go after those 5-10 competitive keywords from pillar 1.
That's the engine for new business.
That's the engine.
But the 30%, that's the part that's always so tempting to cut. But if the goal is to be a retainer revenue builder, that 30% have to be sacred, doesn't it?
It is the LTV protection component. It is absolutely vital. That 30% is for retention and maintenance. It serves three purposes. Optimizing existing content, technical hygiene, and customer support.
Let's break that down. Optimizing existing content.
Think about it. Content that's already ranking at position 6 or 7 is your low-hanging fruit. The 30% budget funds rewriting and refreshing that content to get it into the top 3, which is way cheaper than starting from scratch.
Okay, that makes sense.
Then there's technical hygiene. This isn't just maintenance. It reinforces the trust factor. We're talking about dedicated spend on improving Core Web Vitals site speed, stability.
Right.
When your site is fast and secure, customers trust your brand more. Slow load times equal lost trust. And in B2B, lost trust means churn.
That's a fantastic distinction. So technical SEO isn't just for Google. It's a customer retention tool.
Exactly. And the final piece is creating specific support content. SEO for customer onboarding guides, troubleshooting articles. When customers can self-serve, it reduces support costs and reinforces their confidence in the purchase. The 30% protects yesterday's revenue, while the 70% chases tomorrow's.
That's the strategic impact right there. It's a complete responsible investment strategy. So what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you head into your next budget cycle? We've seen how these three pillars build a verifiable plan. SEO budget forecasting gives you the transparency and the numbers-driven confidence you need.
The bottom line is, this process aligns the long-term SEO efforts with the short-term predictable financial needs of the business. It transforms that annual planning meeting from a debate over cost into a strategic conversation about maximizing a predictable return.
And it establishes clear revenue-linked KPIs, making SEO maybe the most accountable channel you have.
I would argue it is.
So this whole model moves your next SEO plan away from guesswork and firmly onto data-driven projection. You have the blueprint. So consider this. How often does your current marketing budget use a concrete revenue formula, a real projected organic revenue formula? Mm-hmm. And just ask yourself what difference that level of accountability, that visibility and that confidence could make to your strategy and your ability to secure the investment you actually deserve.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.